Learning Mizrach, the Sugah of Vav and Aleph. The Gemara goes through the different shurim that learned that from the pasuk of Eretz Chitu, Sa'ir Etein, Negef, and Vimayim. And the Gemara says that Chita is Subeis HaMenuga. Chita is Subeis HaMenuga. That the halacha is like this. If someone goes into a Beis HaMenuga, if he's carrying his clothing, and his rings are in his hands, his shoes are in his hands, so they, both him and the clothing, the shoes, the rings become temi right away. If he's wearing his clothing, and his rings are on his fingers, his shoes are on his feet, he becomes tame right away, but they only become tame when he stays there, kedei achilas pras, and that's learned that from the pasuk, that a ball of ayis is tame right away, and the uhud and the kalim, if he's carrying them, they're called ball of ayis, they're coming into the house, so they're tame right away, but a oichel of ayis and a sheikhev of ayis, is a chamis begodav. The clothing that he's wearing only becomes ba'echel and sheichev, and it doesn't need the actual achila and shechiva. It's the shear of achila when he's mesiv. And here's where chita comes in, it's pas chitim, it's a pas of pas chitim, mesiv ba'echel b'liftim. That's the Gemara. So shtigl are about this din. When the clothing become tameh, after he stays with the chila's pras, what's the pshat? They can have two mahalchim, why the clothing become tameh, the rings and the shoes. There could be a mahalach that the tummy, because they become part of the tumas adam. We have such a thing as yichamis begadov, that someone's metame adam metame begadov. Let's say by nevela, if someone touches a nevela, he becomes tummy. His clothing remains tar. But if he's nisei a nevela, then he's tan kibis begadov. Then his clothing also become tummy. Why? Because they're touching him. That's in the tumma b'chiburim. Anything that he's touching also becomes tummy. So there are things, there are tumas, like a sheretz and maga nevela, which doesn't have a tumah b'chiburim, which only he becomes tameh, the things that he's touching does not become tameh. You don't need kibbutz begadim. And there are things like when you nesei a nevela, or other tumas, and tumah of zav and zav of v'chuli, where even maga is that way, where it's metameh adam metameh begadim. So zatib shat, the bayis ha-menuga, while it's not metameh adam metameh begadim immediately, that it doesn't have that din, but al kapanim, when you stay there, b'chdei achilas pras, then it's metame adam, metame begadim. Or no. The pshat is, there's no din. The adam can't be metame begadim, mekihu zeh. Why did the begadim become tame after he stayed there, b'chdei achilas pras? Because the begadim aren't considered a ba'al abayis, as long as he's wearing them. That's like a very b'chidish, a kula. If he's holding the begadim are a ba'al abayis. But if he's wearing the begadim are not considered a ba'al abayis. That's gufad exeris akasav. But when he's there, b'chdei achilas pras, then they are ba'al abayis. The first malchus are never ba'al abayis. How come when he's there, b'chdei achilas pras? Because then there'll be a din of the adam is metame letame begadim. The second side is no. There is no din that adam could be tame letame begadim. What's the pshat when it works with chayas milas pras? Because then the begadim themselves are called ba'al abayis. Is a chedusha ben chayim alevi l'ramam hilchus tum b'sras perik design of chayim nemzon. He doesn't mamish klai v'chakira, but in the shtickle he says that the din is not because of tum b'chibur. It's because that considered ba'al abayis. And the raya is a mishnah the gaon perik gimel mishnah yod right after this mishnah that the gemara quoted, which says that if he stuck his hand in and he has rings on his hand, so then he doesn't become the tummy altogether, because you need to be ba'al abayis, you have to be bias ruba yukulai, in order to become tummy. Vashenkein, the rings on his fingers, they become tummy when? When it's shah kedei achilas pras. Now there, the adam is not tummy altogether. The adam is not tummy altogether. Adam never becomes tummy, because he was never ba'al abayis. So you see, mamish mefurish, zakhir b'chayim, that the aside of the din tumas kelim is not because it's like a tumah b'chiburim of the adam, it's because the kelim have an egg in the din of ba'al abayis. And he's marchiv to explain different halachas that are shverim, I'll be this aside. I guess the mission there is mavur that if the person's inside and the tobias are outside, they do become tummy. And that's problematic, right? That's the chayir ayah the other way, that they become tummy even though they're not ba'al abayis. The mission is both ways are true. That if he sticks his hand in and he waits with the achilas pras, then the rings become tummy. If he goes in and he wakes the chilas pras, so not only he becomes tummy, but the rings, even though they never came into the house, also become tummy. So Reb Chaim explains that when he's in the house, rubai, so then is in the rubai kekulai, so the whole body is considered ba'al abayi. So it's in the rubai kekulai. But if he stuck his hand in, so then there's no din rubai kekulai. But lemaisa, that mixus he put in does have a din bi'al abayis. That bi'as mixus also has din bi'al abayis. That's how Reb Chaim explains it. When he goes in rubai, then the din bi'as rubai gives it a chalais din bi'as kulai. It's considered like he's completely in, and the rings become tame after the achilas pras. But if he doesn't have the bi'as rubai, al kapanim has the bi'as mixasa. B'negei him, since there was no bi'as rubai, doesn't become tame. B'negei the ring did have a bi'ah to the house, and the mela after the achilas pras it becomes tame. That's how Reb Chaim explains the sugya. The Chazanishni in the Gilyan is Ma'ir, that there's a Taisin Chum that talks about it. Taisin Chum that Fahin Alpha Mabez, who masked my Elchasa. It says very, very clearly that it is a din of Tumma B'chiburim. And then he asks the Kasha, if it's a din of Tumma B'chiburim, so how come, Reb Chaim's Kasha, how come when he sticks his hand in, it's Tame? Then the person didn't become Tame B'chlal. And he's bothered by the Kasha, he says maybe it's the Rabbanan. But you see, Lechari, the other side of the Chakira in Taisis, that the din tumma comes mitzad the din of tumma b'chiburim and staka akasha. So how come when only his hand went in, then the ring becomes tame? And Taisus staka says maybe that's midarabana. There's a very interesting minchas chinuch on this topic. The minchas chinuch mitzvah kufayin zayin. He says like this. He writes, "Uli demistafinim lechavrei v'kolshki merabaisech. Wouldn't be skidim lechaveim and kolshken am skidim lechaveim to say the skiddish. Ha'isi ayma would have said." That the Torah says the begonim don't become tame is only the begonim al-yayinim that aren't touching his guf. Because he holds like this, I mean in his Kiddush. He says, you want them to be tame as ba'al abayis, so that's the Xeris HaKasav, that when he's wearing it, they're not called ba'al abayis. Until he stays the Kiddush, they're achilas pras. But why aren't they tame as tumma b'chiburim? Zakta, you know why? Because they're not touching him. But any chanami, all the begonim that are touching him, the begon atachta which is touching him, they taka become tamei al tumma b'chiburim right away. The whole shmuz in this Mishnah is the begonim aren't touching him. So he writes there, that's what he writes in Chiddush, he says, v'dayim lechnasa v'kur b'chanai, I really didn't work on it to make sure that it's right. But according to that, it will taka be two dinim. There's a din tumma b'chiburim, but that happens right away. It's a funny thing that Tumma Chiburim should have to wait till Chilas Pras. Tumma Chiburim happens right away. The Tumma that's there after it's Shach Deir Chilas Pras, that's the Tumma of Baal Abayis, and that becomes Tumma even though it doesn't touch it. But L'chayr is Shver, I mean, the Mishnah's by Lovish Kalev can mean a jacket, which he's not touching, it's over his begadim, right? Sandalov could be that he's not touching the shoes, he's wearing socks. But rings, it's L'chayr, a big deichet to say he's wearing gloves and the rings aren't touching him. Now, the Rav Shach asks another kasha from the Teres Kainim. The Teres Kainim in Parashas Mitzrayim says like this, Kol kibis begadim am b'tar lahachmir v'zeh lahakul. Whenever the Teres says, Nicham is begadim v'rachas b'tarim v'tamei an'arv, that Nicham is begadim is an extra chumrah. Not only he's tamei, but the things he's touching also tamei. V'zeh lahakul. But this kibis begadim is lahakul. I feel lovish asarim mevrikim. Even if he's wearing 10 mavrikim or 10 pulyaynes, they're all tar until he wakes with Chilas Pras. The Pirush Ravina on the Teres Kainim says, you would think that Hayais, he's not wearing it, he's wearing it over the begonim, they're extra. So you would think that that blind flake is not even wearing it. Kamashmo, no. Even if it's 10, one on top of each other, 10 scarves or 10 hats, they're all don't become tummy right away. So Zaktiv Shach is Sifa Keret, that if it's Al Gufa, it's more Pasha, it doesn't come Tamei right away, and Teres Kainim is being Mechadish, that even if it's not Al Gufa, it also doesn't become Tamei right away. If the Begadim Al Gufa become Tamei right away, so what's it saying, Afilu? It's only in the case where it's Asar Avrikim, the one, the bottom one, becomes Tamei right away. That's from Shach Tainis. He says, Mufurish the Teres Kainim, Keneged the Chiddush, and the Milchus Chinuch. I don't think it's so mafurish, because could be these mavrikim, or these pulyanias, are on top of something. Just whatever is a derech to wear, that's more pashit, and whenever you're wearing an extra baged, that's less pashit. But maybe if it's touching, I have a new din of tumah v'chiburim. Falkoponim, if you learn that like the minchas chinuch, l'chayin of shanis, there's no din of tumah v'chiburim, either is b'chlal din of tumah v'chiburim, like a b'chayim, and the whole din is that they become Baal Abayis after a Shia Kedei Achilas Pras, or like Taisus and Chulin, that the Tum B'Chiburin kicks in when you Shia Kedei Achilas Pras. That's what you'll say, if not for the Schiddush in the Minchas Chinuch. And now I want to also discuss the Shir Kezayis, right? The Gemara says, Eretz, Sher Kol Shir Kezayisim, Kol Shir Kasal Kedait, the Chalim, Rav Shir Kezayisim. Rashi says, what's the Rav Shirim? He brings a lot of things that are Kezayisim, Meis, Nevela, which are Lagabi Tumma, and Lagabi Isser, Chelev, Dam, Pigel, Neisa, Tumma, and Gidan Asha. It's interesting why he just picks these ones. I mean, Chelev, Dam, Pigel, Neisar, and Tamei all kares, and Begida Nasha is not bekares. The Chayahud and all other Macholas Asur said of B'Lav are also bekazahis. And it's also interesting why he didn't bring the din of a mitzvah like Pesach, Matzah, and Marer, which the din is it's a mitzvah to eat it, a mitzvah to eat a kazahis. Like about the Chayahud din. But I want to discuss kazahis. We know there are a lot of different shittas about how to measure a kazahis, Lagabi Matzah, and Marer, and also Lagabi Bracha Achreina. I want to speak a little bit. What are the shittas? What are the different things that they're arguing about and trying to figure out the Shir Kezayis? So first, there's a machlokes rishonim kenira if a kezayis is a half a beya or a third of a beya. There's a machlokes taisis in a few places, in Yuma, Nafpeyim, and Aleph, and Erev, and Nafpeyim, and Beis. He goes and he names on that a kezayis is a half of a beya. And the Shir Beis Sudas, according to taisis, is 8 beyim. And that's how it stems that a kezayis is a half of a beya. But the Rambam holds that the Shia of Beis Sudas is Vav Beis, a 6 Beyim. If you make a Chesed with the Sugya, the Rambam who says the Shia is 6 Beyim will have to come out that a Kezayis is at least not more than a third of a Beyim. I don't want to go into the Chesed now. It's a job complicated, the Chesed, but according to Taisus anyway held that a Kezayis was a Chatzi Beyim because it says that a Beis Ablia is Machzik a Beyim. It says that in Yuma, and it says in Mila, that a Beis Ablia is Machzik two kezesim. So that's how you see that two kezesim is equal to a beya. So kezayis is a half a beya. And because of that, he learns the Gemara of the Shir Suda is Dalad Beyim. The Shir Beis Suda is 8 Beyim. But the Rambam, Klar holds that the Shir Beis Suda is 6 Beyim. So the Peskim and Simon Tav Pei Vav, they bring out that according to the Rambam, Al Pi Chesed, with the Chesed of Gregorius Kezayis, it comes out, it can't be more than a Shlish Beya. Really, it could be less. Can't be more. And the Shaila is, how does Shulchan Aruch pass? So Shulchan Aruch then, Simon Tav Bei Vav, Bei Matzah says, Yesh Aymim, Mekazayis is a Chatzi Beya. He doesn't mean any other Deya. But Lamaisa, Lagabe Eri V'chatzeris, where you need two Sudas, there he brings the Shaila, if it's 8 Beyim or 6 Beyim, and like we said, 6 Beyim will come out that the Kazayis is a third of a Beya. And Bei Eri V'chumim, which you also need two Sudas, he's saying like the Rambam, that it's 6 Beyim. So Nachreinim there, the Prechadish and the Nar Shalom, hold that the Shulchan Aruch really passes like the Rambam. That's why by Erevin, he be ikka passes like the Rambam that it's 6 Beyim. But he's machmel in Yamatza to be cheshish for Taisus, but he wrote a lashon yesh aimim to show you that it's not halacha psuka. He's just being machmel like Taisus, but there is another shita. Now the Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Tav Pei Vav brings down both shitas. Is it a half a Beyim or a third of a Beyim? And he says for the Raisus, you have to be machmel, safik the Raisus lechumra, and do a half a Beyim. For Mora, which is the Rabbanan, he's mekel, but he says, but maisa he's making a bracha, so it's a shalat bracha levatala, so it's only mekel for Adam Chalosh, to eat a third of a beya. And then he writes, l'gabi bracha achreini, you should be machmir, because safik bracha is l'hachal, and you should not make a bracha achrein unless you eat a chatzi beya. And a lot of achreinim say this, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Chai Adam, and the Aruch HaShulchan, that even for bracha achreini, you should be machmir not to make a bracha achreini, unless you ate a half a beya. Well, when I said our achreinim, and bereshim the chazanish, you know, we always think about the chazanish having big ashurim, here the chazanish argues in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that for a kezayis, it's good enough for shlish beya. Can be saying mechan the shittas of a shlish beya. He also has another machlokes in Mishnah Berurah, in the shita of chatzi beya, the Mishnah Berurah says it means with the shell, and the chazanish says that the taisus that holds the chatzi beya means without the shell. The Rambam that says shlish beya is with the shell, so it's not as much a machlokes between the two. But al kapanim, that's one machlokes that we have about the shear of a kezayis. Is it a half a beya or a third of a beya? Right? Is it a half of an egg or a third of an egg? Now there's also another shaila. Do we say that the eggs today are smaller eggs and we have to double them? So then, if you'd say that, so a half a beya would mean a whole beya, and a third of a beya would mean two-thirds of a beya. Comes in the tzlach, famous tzlach in Pesachim. They end a problem like this. The Gemara says a measurement of these things, of saw and kav and lug and all these things, you can measure with eggs. You could also measure it with etzbois. Now the Sheikh Chal in the Gemara says it's 43 eggs and a fifth of an egg. And the Achrayna measured that, and they wrote a certain share that a certain share of their times, which comes out to be about 2.5 pounds of our measurements. But they said a certain share in the Polish measurements that they used, and it came out to around that much. And that was 43 and a fifth eggs. But the Tzlach used fingers, he used fingers, up to the shear that a mikvah is mem saw, and it's an amma by an amma and three ammas, so you figure out how much the five lugin for the shear of the chal is, and you figure out whatever it's supposed to be, it's seven agaylim, and seven agaylim cubed, like it says in Shulchan Aruch Hadei Simon Shem Chavdal about the shear chal. So the Tzlach made the kli based on its base, and it came out, it was double. It was about 5 pounds of our 5 pounds of flour. So that's a 2.5 pound shear of challah, which we do without a bracha, is a shear based on eggs. And the 5 pounds of shear make a bracha is a shear based on its base. And he says, both halacha mishmishina, so how do you shtim the two shearim? So Tzlach says, it must be the eggs got smaller. So lefi zeh, a revius, which the Gemara says is an egg and a half, is really 3 eggs. And a kezayis, which is a half an egg, is really a whole egg. And the Achrayim were discussing, are we going to accept the Skiddush or not? The Mishnah Berurah holds that for the Raisis you are Machma for the Tzlach. So for Matzah, he says you should eat an entire egg. An entire egg is a kezayis. And for the Rabbanans, like Mar and Afikayman, he says you don't have to eat an entire egg. And you don't even have to eat a half an egg. You can be makel a third of an egg, but Marka Matzerich. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say so clearly what's it in by Bracha Achrayna. And I was like, Gabbai Bracha Achrayna, when he discusses the Shaila of whether it's a half an egg or a third of an egg, he says for Bracha Achrayna after you machma half an egg. But then when he mentions the Tzlach Skiddush that you have to do a whole egg, and he comes out Alcha L'maisa, he leaves out Bracha Achrayna. So there's a Sefer called Kazayas from my Tayyar Yedid Pinchas Badner that he wants to say to Mishnah Berurah, was always Saisin, he never says the Chiddush Nitzlach Lagabi Bracha Achrayna, and therefore he didn't hold that way, and it's good enough if you eat for Bracha Achrayna, you need a half an egg, that's what Mishnah Berurah said, but he means a half of today's egg. And he brings that Rabbi Yashiv told him that, and Rav Scheinberg, and I saw in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah that the Shevet Alevi also held that way. But come to us, we have four Tzadim in what a Shir Kazayis is, right? Here we have a bunch of Shirim. There's a Machlaikish Yashayinim, half egg or third egg. And we also have a shayla for skatnu abayin. So we have a shayla is a half an egg meaning a whole egg, and a third of an egg might mean two thirds of an egg. But really, there's one other tzad about kezayis, because Chazanish says a gemalgi you say the shirin shaltei from the stipler says that it's a machlekes abayiskim, but Rav Feiskim all that way, and the Ksam Sefer says it, and a lot of other svarim, and there's a tshuvas ga'inim which the Chazanish brings, which he says as you said. Now let's say Chazal say a shir. They say Beitzam, they say Zayis, they say Amma, they say Etzba. They give a shir in a pri or in a gufa adam. And let's say it changes. So Chazanish says if the egg changes, the shir changes. If the Amma changes, the shir changes. That's what he says. The Gemal Gazach, and he's marich about it. And he says that the Mishnah says in Kalim Perik Zayim Mishnevav Kol Hashumu B'Daita Shol Raya. The Shurim are by the means of the observer. So he says the Raya doesn't mean every person. The G'day Le'adar are Kavei the Shurim Api Daitam. So he says the Meir Digazach. He says they used to have the smaller Shechal until the Tzlach figured out that that's Shemik that's vice. So he says till then it was the correct Shir, because if the Beitzim get smaller, use the smaller Beit. So what happened? Why did the Tzlach change it? So he says, because there's two shiurim, there's eggs and there's fingers, and now we don't have, now it doesn't shtim. So he says, the gedalim, there wasn't only the Tzlach, it was also Ephraim Zal Margolius and the Stam Sefer and the Grub, and they all decided that when you have a discrepancy between eggs and fingers, in shiurim that are given by Chazal in both, we should use fingers instead of eggs. And that becomes the Daita Soraya. That's the Chazanish Shtikl. Lefiza, I was clearing, personally, that according to him, that it was a spashter asa b'chol Yisrael, so he'd be right. But Lamaisa, a lot of Klal Yisrael, including the Mishnah Berurah, didn't accept the Shia of the Tzlach. The Mishnah Berurah says, L'mashal l'gabe kiddush, he's rather says a kiddush of Friday night, that has its saddest derisa, you should be machim like the Tzlach. But Kiddush, which the Rabbanim, we're not machal tzlach avis. And like we said, in Bracha Achrona, he doesn't seem to be machal like the tzlach. But that's all b'negei revias and shir chala, when there the shir was given in both etzbayis and beitza. But the shir kezayis, it was never given in etzbayis. So it really should come out two things. First of all, we all know that olives, that we have at least, are considerably less, even than a third of an egg. The average olive would seem to be be'erich, a ninth of an egg or eighth. I don't know, I didn't do the measuring myself, but Ben Chazban, I think, has it that the olives seem to be at most a fifth of an egg, ukadayma. They're considerably less than a third of an egg also. So you really should use olives today. And even if somehow, maybe the halacha turned into you have to use it on the eggs, but there'd be no reason to double the eggs. And the emes is a stipler, and the Sefer Shum Shatera does claim that way, that the whole din of doubling the eggs is dafka when the shear was also given in fingers, like revias and shear chala. But Lamaisa, he says that the Chazanish was machmir to double the egg, but with a third, like we said, the Mishabur Paskin half an egg, Chazanish Paskin is a third of an egg, and the doubling is two thirds of an egg. But I saw him in the Sefer from Ben Chazban, now he brings a letter from Chaim Kanievsky, that he said that no, that the Chazanish was not machmir. And the Chazanish held that the Shir Kezayis is a third of today's eggs. And really could even be less, because today's olive seem to be less. But he says that since sometimes you have an olive which is big as a third of an egg, so Mel Lamaisa the Chazanish said to you, Machma, a third of an egg. But both things Lakula, a third of an egg and also a third of today's egg and not being kaiful the egg. And the reason is, because by Revius and Shir Chala, there was given in its place, you have to go with its place. By Kezayis, it was never given in its place. So really, we should do Kezayisim Shalzmanenu. And we don't do exactly Kezayisim Shalzmanenu, we do close to it. We do a third of an egg like the Rambam. You see, you don't see from the Rambam you need a full third of an egg. All you see from the Rambam is that it wasn't more than a third of an egg. So the Kezayisim Shalzmanenu really could stem with the Rambam. But Lamaisa, he wasn't making more than a third of an egg Shalzmanenu. But that's a pretty small Shir Kezayis. Oh, you're right.